Mark McCloskey, Democrat prosecutor hounding my family, releasing rioters from jail. By Robert Krajicek on August 26, 2020. Mark McCloskey told Breitbart News that he and his wife, Patricia McCloskey, are being charged by a local Democrat prosecutor who refuses to pursue violent rioters. Offering his comments in a Wednesday interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow. In June, McCloskey, while holding an AR-15 rifle, and his wife held rioters at bay outside their home in St. Louis, Missouri. He said, "At the time, the only thing that stopped the crowd was my rifle." The Missouri couple are now being charged by Kimberly Gardner, St. Louis circuit attorney, with a felony count of unlawful use of a firearm. The McCloskey's AR-15 was seized by authorities in July by police executing a search warrant of their home at the direction of Gardner. If convicted, the McCloskey's, who are both licensed attorneys, will be prohibited from voting, owning firearms, and practicing law. "The governor has promised to pardon us if we get convicted. But he's up for election," said McCloskey on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily. "There's no guarantee that he's going to get re-elected. So we've got years of fighting this. The prosecuting attorney, the circuit attorney, has made us a priority while letting 250 rioters out of jail. She's fast-tracking our case." McCloskey added, "About 250 people got arrested for those riots. The circuit attorney has let them all out of jail and is not prosecuting any of them. On the other hand, when we do nothing but defend our property, don't put off a shot, no one gets hurt, we get arrested. If that's not protecting the criminals against honest citizens, I don't know what the heck it is. Listen. Defending themselves against felony charges isn't free, and it distracts from things like practicing law," McCloskey remarked. McCloskey remarked, "By God, if we get convicted and we don't have a Republican governor, we lose our law licenses, we lose our right to own guns for the rest of our lives, we can't vote. It strips us of our citizenship for all intents and purposes, and for doing what? For keeping the mob at bay and keeping my house from being burned and us from being killed." McCloskey describes the second time a leftist mob threatened him and his wife at their home. "What the media have ignored is that there were two events at our house," McCloskey recalled. "After the one that happened on June 28th, we were told by a client of ours who was in the Expect Us movement that they were going to come back the following Friday, which was July 3rd, and kill us and burn down the house," McCloskey continued, "and they did. They came back with an even bigger crowd. I think the FBI estimated it as between 500 and 1,000. And although we were terrified and had a hard time arranging security, eventually, through the work of some friends and in the White House, and also from Tucker Carlson, for that matter, he set up like a chant for us and put a call to arms out for us. We had Navy SEALs, we had 10 secondary employment police officers. We had the chief of the St. Louis Police Department standing up in front of our house coordinating with our private security." McCloskey went on, "That even bigger crowd never even got into our own place. They stayed outside our now reinforced fence and were held at bay. And once again, no violence, no painting, no fires, no nothing. It did work the way it should, because we had overwhelming firepower and they respected it and stayed back." The McCloskeys were featured speakers by the Republican National Convention on Tuesday. Mark McCloskey described Democrats as prioritizing criminals over law-abiding citizens. He said, "It seems as if Democrats no longer view the government's job as protecting honest citizens from criminals, but rather protecting criminals from honest citizens." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.